scientific science seems to send people to other planets. Is this reconcilable with scripture? Yeah. See, Shri Prabhupada, when he talks about the moon mission, you know, he has talked about in a wide variety of ways. Broadly speaking, so I have a full article on this. I just describe it briefly over here. So the first, Prabhupada said some statement that man did not go to the moon. Second kind of statement he made is man went out but not to the moon, went to some other planet or some other celestial body which we don't know. And third is, right, man went to the moon but did not access the moon. Now what does this mean? The Prabhupada's reason for saying that man cannot go to the moon was that the moon is a higher celestial object. And just as a person cannot gate crash into America or Canada, they have to have the requisite visa. Similarly, we cannot gate crash into the higher planets. So Prabhupada's reasoning is quite different from science approach towards it. The science treats the moon as a simple physical object, which we can travel in three-dimensional space and reach. So there is actually reality which is multi-level. I suppose, you know, if you are working on a very high-end mainframe computer in your company, so that when one computer may have like 20 terminals and different people will have different levels of access. So some people may be, I say, if there is A, B, C, D, E four drives are there. Some people may just have access to E drive. Some higher level people may have access to D and E drives. Some people may have access to C, D, E drives. And some, the top people may have A, B, C, D, E all. Now for a person who has access only to E drive, for that person, A, B, C, D may not be seen also. All that they will see in the computer is, there's only E drive. That's also possible. So similarly, so the based on the kind of work that they are doing, based on their level of competence or level in the organization, they are given access to certain levels. So similarly, reality is multi-level and we can access different levels of reality. So without developing the right karma to go to the heavenly planets, we cannot access the heavenly level of reality. So even when the devatas come to the earth, as is described in the Puranas, at that time, humans cannot see them unless the devatas give them the power to see them. So even if it has happened that human beings went to a higher celestial object, all that they did is like getting a physical access to Chandraloka, to the moon planet. It's like somebody comes in and they say that I worked on that mainframe computer, but they had only E-level access and there were so much other things there that they missed out. So like that, it's possible that man may have gone to the moon, but they simply went in three-dimensional space from the earth to the three-dimensional replica of the moon. The three-dimensional, you could not replica, projection of the moon. Just like the computer, there is much more to the computer than what is visible to the basic user. Similarly, the moon, what we see as the moon, is simply a physical object visible with our eyes. But Chandraloka is not just the moon that we see with our eyes. Chandraloka is a celestial object, is a heavenly object, is a heavenly place, and it can be accessed only by those people who have the karma to go to heaven. Those who do not have that karma, they may go to the geographical area called moon, but they won't access that place. So in terms, Prabhupada's main point was not whether man went to the moon or not. Prabhupada, if you see right in the introduction of Bhagavad Gita itself, he is quite accommodated. He says, we have endeavored a lot to go to the moon, but we have not endeavored to raise our consciousness. We have not endeavored enough to raise our consciousness. And the Bhagavad Gita will guide us how to raise our consciousness. So from Srila Prabhupada's perspective, you know, whether man goes to the moon or not, that is not a very important question. So I said, Prabhupada, you have three different answers. The important point for Srila Prabhupada was, don't get too excited by this. Okay, even if we go to the moon, what are we going to do on the moon? You know, we are eating, sleeping, mating, defending here. We'll go to the moon and do eating, sleeping, mating, defending there also. So essentially, there is nothing to get excited about. That was when Prabhupada made all the statements about the moon landing. That was the time when man had first time gone to the moon or claimed to have gone to the moon, whatever it is. And people were very excited about it. But the point is, what difference is it going to make ultimately? So Prabhupada's point is, don't get too excited about this. This is not all that important. More important than going to the moon is to raise our consciousness upwards towards the spiritual level of reality. So basically, we don't have to make this a major conflict issue. The important point is that even if they have gone to the moon, they simply have gone to the physical projection of the moon in three-dimensional space. But Chandraloka is a higher plane, is also a higher reality that can be accessed only by the requisite karma. Does that answer the question?
That's great. Again, maybe appreciate you coming here.